everyone literally started staring at me after I did that. So many questions from my friends, family, and even the barber himself saying, "Are you sure about that?" What's up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of the Rylan Banner Show. This episode is the sequel to the first one called Why I Am Never Ever Cutting My Hair Again. So if you haven't heard it yet, I recommend you to do so as it will help you better understand the story that I'm about to share today. That is how I ended up becoming bald. Let's continue the story. Then I decided to grow out my hair and not cut it, come what may. I grew it through all society's norms. This time, I didn't care what people thought of me or how bad the hair was making me look while I was growing it out. Listen up, girls. Can you see how much of a struggle it is for us males to grow hair and get a proper haircut just to look good for you? I mean, females can grow hair all you want, even as long as Rapunzel from Tangled. And trust me, nobody is going to have a problem with that. So, as I was growing on my hair, I met my arch nemesis once again. I didn't know whether or not you guessed it, but let me tell you, it is the awkward stage. What is the awkward stage, Rylan? Well, it happens to all of us males, but we just don't know what it is called. It is the phase when you're trying to grow your hair out and it looks like you need a haircut until the time you can tie it up. It starts when you don't look shaggy, when you start to look shaggy, not so neat and tidy, and a little bit unkempt. Fun fact, most of us while growing out our hair are not able to surpass the awkward stage. Why? Because we go get a haircut. But guess what? I didn't. I grew past the awkward stage. FYI, this is the first time that I've crossed it. My fringe literally grew up to my nose. And if you've never had long hair, trust me, that's really long. Oh, what's the fringe, you ask? It's the hair above your forehead, the center part of your hair, that hair. I wanted to grow out my hair and simultaneously try a new hairstyle. So I decided to take a haircut. Spoilers, if you're my friends and you're listening to this, you probably know where I'm going with this. My history with barbers and barbershops have been pretty lame. I used to go to this barber for cutting my hair. Small local place, you know. They are not good at styling. Let me tell you that. I should have understood that, but I didn't. It was kind of cheap too. They charged me 70 rupees for cutting my hair. Once, my friend Fez got a super cool haircut. And I was like, "Where did you get it from?" And he said, "XYZ salon place." Then I was like, "What did you ask them to do?" And trust me, I was baffled, and so will you be in a couple of seconds. He said, I told the barber to do whatever he thought would look good on me. After hearing this and seeing his haircut, I had to try this place out. I reached at the place on the day of the cut. It was a salon much bigger than a barber shop. The service was absolutely amazing. The stylist cutting my hair was very skilled in using his tools. I got the haircut done. But here's the catch. What was it, Rylan? It was the price. They charged me 200 rupees for cutting men's hair. Some of you must be like, "That's pricey." And hey, I agree. But if I can get the haircut I actually want, then I'm willing to pay the premium for it. I forgot to mention the haircut I took. I kept the top long untouched and the sides skin faded. It's also known as an undercut in the men's hairstyle industry. I felt fresh AF after the cut. I mean, everyone was looking at me in college. I mean, it was a dope haircut, what can I say? If you have been listening till here, you must be wondering, how has he not gone bald yet? Trust me, I will. Let's move forward in the story. The undercut was cool and all, but it's hair at the end of the day, and it began to grow out. By this time, the hair of my fringe touched my lips. After all this growing out of hair for months, I just realized This hair goal of mine wasn't for me. My hair goal wasn't for my face shape, my hair type, texture, and thickness. No, I didn't give up this easily. To have long hair is really a pain in the ass, if I were to tell you. There's just way too many problems associated with long hair. These are the problems that I've faced. Your hair doesn't dry as fast. It doesn't stay in the hairstyle that you want for long. And I used to sit in my room below the fan. Man, did I undergo misery. The fan blowing the hair straight into my eyes. I just had enough. I tried switching off the fan, but I couldn't handle the heat. I tried covering my head with a cap, but for how long? I just kept getting irritated as time went on. I went to the salon and got a buzz cut with a skin fade on the sides. If you're my friend and you're listening to this and you have been seeing me and if you have seen me recently, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Yes, I know bald and buzz cut are two different things, but are very similar. That's why I chose bald to be in the title. What happened next? Everyone literally started staring at me after I did that. So many questions from my friends, family, and even the barber himself saying, "Are you sure about that?" If you're my friend, then I might have given you all different reasons for why I got a buzz cut. But in reality, this episode is me explaining exactly why I got a buzz cut. I know the change was drastic, from such long hair to almost going bald, but I loved it, and that's all that matters. Why did I love almost going bald? Hear me out. So much less time washing the hair. It dries up in a jiffy, it requires no maintenance, and no hair is going to fall on my face for a long while. And most importantly, no bad hair days. Bad hair days are those days where the hair is unmanageable, doesn't look as great, you know, etc. I really enjoyed this time. I'm currently sitting on a buzz cut. It's growing out. It's been growing uniformly all around. But the trend in men's hairstyles is to have sides shorter in comparison to the top, which I do not have at the moment. So my friend suggested for me to cut my hair. But me? I got plans. Don't worry, I'm not leaving you guys on a cliffhanger this time. I'm growing out my hair, and it's been 2 months since I last got my hair cut. I'm growing my hair out for 1 year. Where did you get this inspiration from, Rylan? Well, those time lapses up on YouTube of people who go bald to full head of hair for 1 year without cutting. At the moment, that's what I'm trying. I will update you if and when I make changes to my goal or plan. For those of you growing out your hair at the moment, I hope you could relate. And those of you who are considering getting a buzz cut, trust me, it's not bad. It's certified by me, so go get it. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Rylan_Banners. I'll have the link in the show notes below. I post memes pretty often if you like to have a laugh, and post regular updates on my podcast. This was a fun episode. I really had fun sharing my hair story with you guys. So don't forget to follow me on Spotify, and I'll be back with another episode soon. Peace.